King Johnson's after the 2-0 win over Maidenhead at home. Kim, there was two scrappy goals, but well deserved 3 points, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't score many scrappy goals, so it's nice to see them go in, no matter how it happens. You know, I thought the first one was quite a good goal, actually. Whelan done well, pulled the ball back from the byline, and Silsy, as usual, got his head to it. Second one, I don't know, Grant looked like he might have been a bit offside, I think. Hesitated. Silsy, as it knocked him out the way, they went through and scored. So, I mean, you know, against the win, it was difficult, and to come in at half-time was job done, really.
Right, and then, we'll see, second half, we had a few chances, but we defended well.
Yeah, we defended very well. I mean, we just said at half-time, myself and Scott, that we thought we had the game won. If we were professional and defended properly, that's exactly what we'd done, and I thought we'd done really well second half.
We've also got lots of injuries at the moment. Another one today with Matt Flitter going off, but we seem to be coping quite well with all that.
Yeah, it's great testimony to the squad, as you know, as I said before. At Hendon in the week, it was very difficult for us to get out of sight, but to compete as well as we did. And I think, as I said, you know, we could have won that game before half-time as well. We had three good chances. Didn't go for us, but on the night I thought the performance was good. And today, again, it doesn't seem to matter who comes in. They do really well. I mean, Matt Bradford's done exceptionally well. Matt Elverson's come back in today in a difficult time in the game and done really well. Chris Whelan, as his usual, steady self. Jones, he's done well. Liam Collins, they all defended really well today. And I think it's a good testimony to the squad.
Julian Seals, we heard after going off on Tuesday, he's broken his leg. Can you give us any more information on that?
He's got a spiral fracture of a bone in his right leg. He's going to be in plaster for 6 weeks. So really, his end of season has come early for Julian, which is a terrible shame. He's done superbly well for us since he's come. You know, he wouldn't wish injuries on anybody, but he's such a nice lad and an honest person, and it's a terrible way to end the season for him.
Just finally, Grant Payne's come in, played a couple of games, hasn't scored yet, but he's looked quite good, hasn't he?
Grant Payne, in the next couple of weeks, you'll see the best of Grant Payne. He obviously hasn't played for a while, but his runs, you know, the runs off the ball and the way he holds the ball up, I'm sure he'll be a major asset to us, and I'm delighted with the way that he's played and the way that he's fitted in.
Yes, good.